yourself good evening. Time for another edition of Home Basement. Oh, Monday night, and our Monday night Home Base Business 101 show here, your YTB Travel Network. Our show tonight on Monday nights is You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In. You can't win if you don't plug in. And that's, you know, the theme that we focus in on Monday evenings to try to help everyone that's in the business or thinking about getting involved in this fabulous business, home-based business opportunity called Your Travel Biz, about how to use the tools and how to be able to plug in so that you can win. It's no sense in joining a home-based business and deciding that you want to be a part of a home-based business network to make extra money and enjoy the freedom of working from home and not make no money at it. Well, if you want to make money at it, the thing is there's something that's called plugging in, and we're going to go into some detail about that this evening, but I just want to set the mindset straight, you know, that it's important to learn how to plug in. Anything that you want to do in life, any system that you want to accomplish something out of, you must be able to plug in and learn how to use that system in order for it to work. Like in mathematics, you know, you got to learn your factor tables. You learn your factor tables, and hey, you know, multiplication becomes easy. Division becomes easy. All of these are just different examples of ways and means of learning how to plug in. And remember this, people, that the ladder of success is never crowded at the top. And the reason that it's never crowded at the top is because most people won't do what they need to do to get there, which means they don't plug in. And then they say, I don't know why I ain't making no money at this. I don't know why this is not working. Very simple. They don't plug in. With that in mind, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Monticello Mitchell. You there, Monty?
I'm here.
All right. Great. Great to have you, you know, on and with us again this evening. As beautiful Monday evening, and just, you know, wanting to be able to share with people about how to plug into the system. And could you share, you know, from your perspective, a couple of things that you plug into that helps you with operationalizing this business in your life?
Well, Satawa, I mean, how important is that plugging in? Because when you I will compare what we do to a job. I mean, there's no comparison, but just look at it that way. Maybe some people can get a visual of this, but when you first go on a job, the thing that they're going to do, the first thing is that they're going to do is they're going to train you to do that job. Well, it's no different when you come into our company or you with any network marketing company. It's the same thing. You've got to be trained. So therefore, to be trained on a job, of course, you have to show up at work, because if you don't show up from that 9 to 5 or whatever those hours are, you're not going to be there very long. Same thing here. You've got to show up. You've got to get trained. And so one of the best things that I like to plug into are the conference calls, because the calls cover so much information and so much training. And one of my favorites is the 8 o'clock call in the morning with the Pruitts. I mean, they put so much information out, but then they put it all in perspective, to a working model sort of. So the conference calls for me do a lot, you know, to keep me encouraged, to motivate me, to give me direction, and it also gives me confidence to know the process of what we're supposed to be doing. You know, because one time I was out there just trying to do basically presentations on the spot. When I started plugging into the conference calls and to the Pruitt's call, you know, I learned that I was supposed to just invite to the presentation. And so that was huge for me, Satawi.
Explain it then when you say invite to the presentation as opposed to trying to do the presentation on the spot.
Well, basically inviting, and all of us have to get much, much better at this, but inviting, to break it down, is no more than piquing someone's interest, getting them interested in seeing something, not trying to give up all the information right there on the spot. So you get good at inviting, good at piquing people's interest, and then inviting them to a presentation, whether it's a travel party or a business meeting, or one-on-one in front of the computer, or however you're going to do your presentation. But you got to get good at piquing that interest to get them where you want them to go.
Okay, so folks out there listening, you know, as Monticello shared with us, you know, that one of our jobs descriptions is learning how to pique people's interest, pique their interest, And then once you pique their interest, then you can put the business in front of them for them to be able to observe it, whether it's in the form of them seeing it on a computer, the form of them seeing it at a travel party, or you sitting down going through a flip chart presentation with them or whatever, but piquing their interest first as opposed to trying to give them a presentation first. Very, very good point. Some of the things that really interest me as far as plugging in is the wealth of company conference calls that the company has. They have these different calls, and they all are archived, which is really takes all the excuses away from people saying, well, I don't know what to do. We have on Monday nights tonight, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We have a great call with Jamie Sharpless and Sonia Oates called Getting Started with YTB. And they do a great job explaining your booking engine and just all the little things that you need to know as far as, you know, getting started. And then on Saturdays we got, you know, the founder of the company, Coach J. Lloyd Tomer. And then on Thursday nights there's a travel training call. Then there's a call on Tuesday nights and a call on Wednesday nights. And then on Wednesday during the day there's a ladies-only call where the business is explained from a female perspective. And, you know, I really find that those calls, to me, you know, takes all excuses away from people saying that they can't get information when the information is so available to them. How do you feel about those calls, Monty?
I feel the same way, and one of the things that I believe is that people, well, that's it, they make excuses because those calls are always available. I mean, if you can't get the live call, you know, you can always get the archive call. So the information is always in front of you. What you have to do is you have to make the time to receive the information. And I think a lot of people get confused about that, too, because you've got to allow yourself time to work your business. I mean, even if it's 1 hour a day or 30 minutes a day, whatever the time is that you say you're going to work your business, you've got to do it, and you got to utilize that time to benefit you. So some of that time has to be for training. And so plugging into the live calls or the archive calls, you've simply got to do it. Those things are very powerful, and I love them because it's the information that we need. And no matter how long it takes for you to build your business or get your business going, you never have to be out of the loop. You can always be involved with the information through those calls. So you're all plugging in. That's what we're talking about. You'll always be plugged in if you get involved with those conference calls.
Yeah, that brings me to a point out of Think and Grow Rich where it says anybody can wish for riches, and most people do, but only a few know that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable means of accumulating wealth. And so plugging in is part of having that definite plan mixed with your burning desire. I mean, the question is, you know, how much do people desire to achieve in this business? And when you have a burning desire, and they say mixed with a definite plan, then you have a greater chance of succeeding than just trying to do something haphazardly. One of the other aspects of the company offers is the CRT training, which people can go to that are free. Could you share some insight to the CRT training, especially since, you know, you have attended one before? And what would you recommend people do in relationship to that?
One of the greatest things that the company offers is the CRTA training. And one of the reasons why it's so good is that you have people in the business, directors, national directors, that are teaching you the ins and outs of the business, the fundamentals of the business, and they're sharing with you what you actually have your hands on. Because I think in the beginning, most people don't really realize what we've got here. This thing is so huge. This thing is so great. But when you're sitting in that room with those leaders, they're breaking all of this information down for you, and you've got a manual that you're following the script, and you're taking notes, and you can ask questions. I mean, they'll tell you up front. If you got a question, just raise your hand, or speak up or do something. But they're sharing with you information about how they actually got to director. And as we learned before, if it's been done once before, anything that's been done once before can be done again. All you got to do is get with someone that's done that thing that you want to do. So you're going to have about 3-4 directors at that CRTA training, and they're taking time out of their busy schedules to share with us information that's going to help us get where they are. And so when we went through the training, we took a couple with us who came into business with us as RTAs, and so we were all there getting that same information together, which is very important. So I have to say, man, that everybody absolutely needs to go to that training, and not just one time, because every time you go, you're going to get something different because they're going to be different leaders presenting.
Okay. So, again, folks, now we've talked about, the conference calls, learning how to pique people's interest, taking advantage of the CRT training, which is a very powerful training that gives you an overview of the company, make sure you understand, what you have hold of. Another event that the company has is called Red Carpet Day. And, Red Carpet Day is where chance you get to go to the home office. You get, to meet with the founder and the CEO and the president of the company. You get to tour the home office and see that, that it is really a real business and how everything works there. They have a luncheon, and you have a workshop in which they make sure that you understand the compensation plan. And, it's a very, very powerful tool. I plan on going to Red Carpet Day on Tuesday, June 17th, making my plans to, God willing, to be able to get up to Red Carpet Day then so that I can also experience Red Carpet Day. And that's, something that everyone should try to do and also get their team members involved in going to Red Carpet Day and getting, and Red Carpet Day is usually offered on every Tuesday, every other Tuesday of each month. And it's just, another tremendous tool that the company has and that the company offers for people to plug into so that you can bring your prospects to and let them see the realness and the bigness of the company and how the company works and what's really going on. And that's, again, another very, 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 very valuable asset. One of the other things that people need to do when we say plug in is to plug in to the upline. Would you share some information about the importance of people plugging in with their upline?
Well, I can speak from experience from something that you and I have started doing. You're my upline, and one of the things that I was taught was to get your upline involved. So you and I have started doing three-way calls. And so for me, that's another learning experience for me, because I'm listening to you talk to some of my people, and so I get ideas and I learn how to handle certain situations, and it's just so important that people plug into their upline, because where your upline is where you're trying to get. So obviously for them to get where they got, they're doing something that you're not. So get your upline involved, and the thing about that is your upline is so eager to help. And why are they so eager to help? Well, I'm sure one of the reasons is because they like you and whatnot, but the bigger reason is that the better that you do, the better they do. So they have a vested interest in helping you, and they're more than willing to do that. So just plug in. Hey, do that three-way thing. It works. I'm telling you, it works.
Yeah, it's so important. I mean, you know, people with, you know, listening out there, you know, who haven't really grasped or really hasn't hit them yet, is that we have this thing in the company called 50% match, which means whoever sponsored you, that is your upline, you know, if they got any sense, they going to want to see you succeed and see you do well, because if you make a fortune, the company going to give them a half a fortune. And, I mean, it makes it, to me, in terms of network marketing, it just sweetens the pie. It says to the person that if I sponsor somebody and get them involved in this business, that by working with them and putting my all into helping them develop, there's going to be a reward for me in the end. Is that no matter where I'm at in the business, you could just be a person that doesn't have but three people in the business. You don't have to have some people 500 in, on their team or 5,000 on their team. You might only sponsor three people, but you sponsor three people and you got a 50% match, and each one of those people, you got some guy you sponsored, and, you know, he just exploding. He makes $10,000 a month. Well, you're going to make $5,000 a month. And doesn't matter where you move along in the business, is that the bottom line, by helping him get started, even if he does a whole lot more than you, is that you're going to get a 50% match. And, I mean, that's the thing that, you know, that just keeps me really focused, invested on making sure we want to help the people that are direct to me. And, you know, the other day we listened to a call, and you remember what Rick had said about that 50% match thing, Monty, the other day?
What part are you talking about?
He was talking about something about how much he got paid for that particular month.
Oh, my God.
On his 50%
yes.
match alone.
I do. Overall, he was going to make about $300,000 this month or last month, whatever he was talking about. But the 50% match accounted for $81,000, I believe, $81,000 or $87,000 of that $300,000. And, you know, Satao, when I think about that 50% match, that is a huge secret in this company. I mean, when I say secret, I mean we know about this, but that is a huge, man, that is a huge secret that we need to be talking to more people about, because that's unheard of.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, just tremendous when you think about it from, you know, again, from the network marketing side. I know people that involve in other network marketing opportunities, and I don't know of any that gives a 50% match. I mean, I've listened to a guy tell me the other day about, you know, this prepaid legal opportunity, and he needed, I think he said, 75 people, and he was going to get a $1,000 bonus.
Wow.
You know, and I didn't want to bust his bubble because, you know, he had his blinders on in terms of what he was focused on. And, you know, I said, you know, we need to talk. You know, he says, you know, yeah, you know, I get around to you, you know what I mean? But 75 people for him to get a $1,000 bonus. Share with people real quick, cause we got, as we start to wind down real quick, how many people we need to get a $1,000 bonus?
That's amazing, Satao, because after you get your first team, six individuals, you will get a $1,000 bonus in addition to your other commissions and all of those things, but you will get a $1,000 bonus after your first team. Every six people that comes aboard your power team, and they don't even have to be people that you brought onto your power team. There could be people that other people in your power team brought on or whatever, but you'll get $1,000 every six people. So you do the math, 75 people, and he's only getting $1,000. Think about if he was in our business.
Yeah, six into that go, what's that, six into seven goes one, one left over 15. three. That's 13$1,000 bonuses. Working on the 14th one, and then within three more, meaning got also a $10,000 bonus. We have 100 people in the business. But I mean, you know, I mean, when you look at these other opportunities, you know, and not knocking, you know, any opportunity that anybody has, but I believe we do have one of the greatest network marketing opportunities that is on the planet right now. And, you know, we're in a tremendous growth and expansion period. And for team people out there that's listening in, that's part of the business, that, you know, getting this call is for, this program is for you. And it's also for us. It keeps us encouraged and helps us motivate ourselves at the same time while sharing with team members that are listening in and plugging in to this radio program. Is make sure you plug in so that you can win. Make sure that you can plug in so that you can win. As we wrap up, Monty, you got any closing comments you'd like to share with people over the next minute and a half?
I do. Just want to, this quote that's just stuck with me all day, it says, without action, the other major success habits are not much use. So here we are talking about plugging in. So if you don't take action and plug in, everything else that you're doing is not going to matter because you're not plugging in. You're not getting fed. You're not learning what the foundation of, about our business is all about. So you got to plug in. You got to plug in. You got to plug in.
And with that in mind, folks, as we wrap up, you know, I know sometimes people have something out there that's called excuse-itis that they feel, you know, have a legitimate reason why they're not able to plug in. Just remember this also from our Think and Grow Rich. Every adversity, every failure, and every heartache carries with it the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit. You know, we always, life is going to always present, I don't call problems, I call present challenges. Life is always going to present you with challenges. It's not so much what the challenge is but how you deal with the challenge. So you're going to have challenges now, and you're going to have challenges even after you succeed.
That's
it's
right.
Just that as you succeed, you'll be able to face those challenges different. So don't stop doing whatever it is that you need to do to win in this business when you're given a challenge and an obstacle. And with that in mind, just make sure that you plug in so that you can win. Join us Wednesday night as we go over the YTB Travel Party. I'll close out with our theme song, and on behalf of Tawi and Cynthia Jahi and Don and Monticello Mitchell, we thank you for tuning in tonight. God bless you, and talk to you Wednesday. Take care, Monty.
Good night, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.